Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, this literally is the mirror has two faces. Michael, this is a really cool interview. 22 books this wonderful lady has written, Kimberly Freeman, and she's with us on the line.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi.
Kimberly Freeman is actually not your real name, is it?
No, that's right. My name is Kim Wilkins, and under that name I've published a number of books. And under the name Kimberly Freeman, I've published 4 books.
And why have you done that?
My Kim Wilkins books are quite different. They have fantasy elements in them, and we just kind of made it, my agent Selwa Anthony and I just made the decision that in order not to confuse the market, I should take a pseudonym. And the pseudonym, Kimberly Freeman, is, well, Freeman is my grandmother's maiden name. And when we came up with Kim Freeman, it sounded like it might be a bloke, so we added the Burley, which sort of made it a bit more feminine.
You've written 22 books in your life. I mean, how do you do that? That sounds phenomenal.
Yeah, it's interesting because I often get asked that question, you know, because, oh, well, I published my first novel when I was 27. So, you know, I've had quite a lot of time to do it. I started writing very young. I started being published pretty young too. And I get a lot of people, especially people who are want to be writers, saying, oh, I don't know how you do it. I can't make time to write, or I get tired and I won't write, or I feel sad and I don't write, or whatever. With me, it's always been the other way around. If I'm really busy, the thing I really want to do is go and write. That helps me unwind. Same as if I'm tired or if I'm depressed or whatever. Writing is my passion. It's the thing that I like to do. It makes me feel good. So when things are going bad, I write.
So what was the inspiration behind Lighthouse Bay?
Well, I wanted to write a story that my previous book, Wildflower Hill, was the first book I'd really set wholly and solely, well, almost wholly and solely in Australia. I'd set it in Tasmania, and it had done really well overseas. And I thought, well, this is fun. I'm going to find somewhere else in Australia that I'd like to set a story. And at the time, I was going up to the Sunshine Coast quite a lot, up around the Noosa area. And I thought, well, if I set a book in Noosa, I could tax deduct every trip that I take. And so it wasn't just that. It was, I became fascinated by the location and the local history. It's wonderful history around Tewantin and Noosa, that part of Queensland. And I thought, well, this would be really fun. I live in Queensland. I've lived in Queensland practically my whole life, and I'd never set a story there. So it was really wonderful. It was like tourism meets imagination and, you know, has a really good time.
Have you always wanted to write about a shipwreck?
Every writer at some level knows that there's a shipwreck story in them. But I tell you what, when I was researching the shipwrecks stories, I found a lot of, one of my favourite things to do when I research historical ideas is to find old diaries and journals, and I found a diary written by a fellow who'd been shipwrecked off the coast of Queensland and wasn't discovered for quite a few months, and he and his wife and their dog had they were the only survivors of this shipwreck.
Wow.
But when I read the actual description he wrote of the shipwreck, for the first time I really understood how utterly terrifying it would have been, like the equivalent of a plane crash for us, like this feeling of being completely out of control and completely at the mercy of the elements. And I remember reading that description and just going, if I have to make this shipwreck terrifying, it has to make people want to cry because they're so frightened for the character.
So it's not like Gilligan's Island.
No, not at all, not at all. I mean, you know, in the shipwreck in Lighthouse Bay, the ship hits a reef and literally falls apart, and that was really common. These ships, they were made of wood, hit a reef at with enough speed and the ship just disintegrates. So yeah, that's not at all like Gilligan's Island, and no coconut phone.
Kimberly Freeman, author of Lighthouse Bay, thank you very much for being on today's show.
No problem, thanks for having me.
This is Mind Food Radio, and of course for more details jump onto mindfood.com.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.